Today, a massively profitable tech giant just went ahead and fired 10% of its global workforce.
Right, which is just staggering.
It is. And the thing is, it wasn't because revenues are down. It's not like they're facing bankruptcy or anything. They fired 1,600 people because they suddenly needed the budget to buy a non-human employee instead.
Yeah, that's the real shift here.
Welcome to Friday, March 13th, 2026. Because this isn't just, another busy news cycle. Today is the day the whole AI revolution definitively stopped being this future forecast and fundamentally rewrote the rules of the global economy.
You can actually trace a line in the sand with today's news, honestly. There is the economic reality you had before March 13, 2026, and then there's the completely transformed landscape we are all waking up to after.
Which is exactly our mission for this deep dive. We have taken this massive, and I mean massive, stack of breaking industry reports. We're talking deep dive analyses from The Guardian and Business Insider, some crazy game.
All of it dropping in just the last 24 hours.
Right, just the last 24 hours. And we are going to synthesize all of it to help you understand this shocking new reality. Okay, let's unpack this because the sheer volume of news crossing the wire today is frankly overwhelming.
It really is. But, when you strip away the corporate PR from all these separate reports, a stark unified theme emerges. Previously, AI was largely viewed and marketed to you as a tool.
Right, like a really fancy hammer.
Exactly. A very advanced tool, certainly, but fundamentally something humans use to do their jobs more efficiently. But today's stack of news proves that paradigm is dead. I mean, it's gone. AI is no longer a tool. It is the primary driving force of the global economy. It is actively dictating everything from your personal job security to international supply chains. What's fascinating here is the sheer whiplash of the last 24 hours. We are looking at this perfectly balanced, almost chaotic mix of devastating human layoffs to fund AI alongside unprecedented physical bottlenecks.
And then the consumer stuff too.
Right. Then seemingly out of nowhere, some truly massive wins for everyday consumers.
Well, let's start with that human cost. Because before we can, zoom out and look at where all these billions of dollars are flowing, we really need to look at where that capital is being extracted from.
And right now, it's coming straight out of payroll.
It is being extracted directly from human paychecks. I'm looking at the fallout from Atlassian, the company behind Jira and Confluence. I mean, that's the software that basically runs the back end of thousands of other businesses.
Yep, they are everywhere.
This morning, Atlassian employees woke up to a pre-recorded video message from their CEO, Mike Cannon-Brookes, announcing the termination of 1,600 employees. That's 10% of the whole company.
And we should really note the geographical distribution of those cuts, too, because Atlassian is an Australian company, right? 480 of those lost jobs were right there in Australia. Yeah, 30% of the total layoffs. It signals to the market that no one is safe. Not even the hometown headquarters. They even ousted their chief technology officer to, quote, better align with the AI era.
Better aligned with the AI era. But the part that actually stopped me in my tracks, the thing that really got me, was the reasoning provided in that video.
Oh, the quote from the CEO.
Yes, the CEO didn't use the usual corporate speak, no talk about restructuring or finding synergies or whatever. I want to read his direct quote. He said, quote, "We are entering a new era where AI is not just a tool, but a replacement for human labor. This was a difficult but necessary decision," unquote.
I mean, the mask is completely off.
Totally off.
A replacement for human labor. What you're witnessing is a brutal mathematical reallocation of capital. If you look at a corporate balance sheet, a company has operating expenses, so payroll, benefit, human costs.
Right.
And they have capital expenditures, buying servers, software, infrastructure. Atlassian is literally moving money out of the human column and pouring it directly into the server column. The stated financial goal of these layoffs was to self-fund further investment in AI and enterprise sales.
So the human worker is now just viewed as an operational inefficiency. Like they're just blocking the budget needed to buy compute power.
Exactly. That's exactly how the board sees it.
It reminds me of biological metamorphosis. Like a caterpillar doesn't just grow wings, it wraps itself in a cocoon and literally releases enzymes to dissolve its own body into a protein soup, which then feeds the growth of the butterfly.
That is a dark analogy, but it's very accurate.
Right. Atlassian is dissolving its own workforce to feed the growth of its AI infrastructure. But that raises a massive question. If entire enterprise companies are liquefying their payrolls to free up billions of dollars for AI, who is drinking the milkshake? Where's all that human salary money actually going?
Well, a staggering percentage of it is flowing directly into the bank accounts of the company that manufactures the physical architecture for all this intelligence.
Yeah.
Which brings us to NVIDIA.
I was hoping we'd get to them. Because while Atlassian is cutting jobs just to afford AI, NVIDIA just dropped this absolute bombshell announcement today. They are investing $26 billion over the next 5 years.
$26 billion. It's astronomical.
But here's the part I don't understand, and I really want you to explain this to me. They aren't just building faster chips. They announced they are building their own software models that will supposedly surpass OpenAI's GPT-5 and Google's Gemini.
Right.
Why would they do that? I mean, NVIDIA makes the hardware that OpenAI and Google desperately need. They are essentially the company manufacturing the ovens for the world's biggest bakeries. Why suddenly decide to bake the cakes yourself, knowing your competitors still have to buy their ovens from you? Isn't that a massive conflict of interest?
Oh, it is an aggressive, arguably monopolistic maneuver, and it is entirely intentional. NVIDIA's strategy is total vertical integration. They don't just want to sell the hardware, they want to control the entire production chain.
From the chip to the chatbot.
From the physical silicon up to the consumer-facing chatbot, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And because they control the silicon, they have an insurmountable advantage.
Yeah.
Let's look at the broader financial landscape for a second. OpenAI has secured a massive $110 billion for language models. Google has $50 billion.
All right.
Microsoft has $30 billion. Anthropic has $30 billion. And then NVIDIA enters the software arena with $26 billion.
Which is, you know, a smaller number on paper.
On paper, yes.
Yeah.
But NVIDIA's $26 billion is vastly more potent because they're buying hardware from themselves at cost.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah. OpenAI and Google have to pay NVIDIA's massive premium just to run their models. In a very real sense, Google and OpenAI are funding their newest, most dangerous software competitor every single time they upgrade their servers.
That is wild. They're funding their own competition.
And Jensen Huang, NVIDIA's CEO, made no apologies for this today. His quote was, quote, "We don't want to just build tools. We want to define the future of AI."
Define the future. He is basically planting a flag on the entire industry. And Wall Street rewarded the aggression immediately, by the way. NVIDIA's stock jumped 8% within hours of the announcement, while shares for Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI's partners took a noticeable hit.
Investors are looking at the board and realizing the era of software giants holding all the power might be ending. The company that controls the physics controls the future.
Okay, let's follow that thread of physics, because this is where the story spills out of Silicon Valley boardrooms and crashes directly into your living room.
Right.
If NVIDIA, OpenAI, Google, and Microsoft are locked in this trillion-dollar arms race to build unimaginably massive software models, those models require a physical home. They need server racks. They need cooling systems. They need memory. And that bottomless black hole of physical demand is currently breaking entirely unrelated industries.
It is a textbook supply and demand crisis, but operating on a planetary scale.
Which brings us to the heartbreak currently unfolding in the gaming community. Millions of people have been waiting for Valve to release their highly anticipated Steam Machine console in early 2026. This was supposed to be the ultimate living room gaming PC.
People have been hyped for this for years.
Years. But today, Valve announced a devastating delay, pushing the console to late 2026 at the absolute earliest. And the culprit. AI data centers have quite literally bought up all the available RAM and solid-state storage drives on the global market.
You simply cannot build an AI server without massive amounts of random access memory. And because the tech giants are buying it by the warehouse load at literally whatever price the market demands, the global supply of RAM has just evaporated.
The independent reports we pulled show that wholesale RAM prices have tripled. Tripled. Valve originally engineered the Steam Machine to sell for $499. But because of this component shortage, Valve realized that just to break even on the parts, they would have to sell the console to you for $1,200.
Which is just not viable for a consumer console.
No, not at all. The CEO, Gabe Newell, released a very blunt statement today. He said, quote, "We don't want to release a product with an unreasonable price. Unfortunately, the AI craze has caused component prices to triple."
The broader economic implication here is fascinating. The video game industry generates hundreds of billions of dollars. It is a dominant force in global entertainment.
Absolutely.
But when pitted against the limitless war chests of the AI arms race, the gaming industry is suddenly a second-class citizen. They simply cannot afford to buy the silicon required to manufacture their products. They're being outbid for the physical building blocks of technology.
If you are planning to build a PC or buy a new console this year, you are directly competing against a billion-dollar data center for the exact same stick of memory. It's crazy. But here's where it gets really interesting, because it is not just gamers getting boxed out. It is the most powerful corporations on Earth. The physical bottleneck is now stalling the future of global transportation.
Ah, you are referring to the manufacturing failure between Tesla and Samsung.
Exactly. Tesla has staked its entire autonomous driving future, we're talking the Cybercab, full self-driving, all of it, on their new AI6 chip. It's supposed to be a generational leap in processing power for cars. But Tesla doesn't own silicon foundries, right? They hired Samsung to actually print and manufacture these chips.
Right, a standard partnership.
But today, the news broke that the AI6 chip is delayed by at least 6 months because Samsung is failing to mass produce the 2-nanometer architecture required for it.
We need to explain why 2-nanometer architecture is causing this bottleneck. Because it isn't just a simple supply chain delay. It is a literal collision with the laws of physics.
I mean, that sounds dramatic, but it's true, right?
It is. When we talk about 2-nanometers, we are talking about shrinking the transistors on a computer chip to near atomic scales. The goal is to pack tens of billions of these microscopic switches onto a piece of silicon the size of a postage stamp.
Oh, wait, why is Samsung failing to do it? They've been shrinking chips for decades. I mean, that's their whole thing.
Because at 2-nanometers, the physical gates that hold the electrical current back are so unbelievably thin that you actually trigger quantum mechanics.
Wow.
Specifically, something called quantum tunneling. The barrier is so incredibly small that electrons literally teleport across the physical boundary.
And just pass right through.
Exactly. The chip starts leaking current and short-circuiting. Samsung isn't just trying to refine a manufacturing process here. They are actively fighting the fundamental behavior of electrons. And right now, the electrons are winning.
Well, Elon Musk is definitely not happy about quantum tunneling today, I can tell you that. He took to social media and was characteristically furious. He tweeted, quote, "Samsung promised delivery by March. Now they say September. This is unacceptable," unquote.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, Elon Musk's frustration is just a symptom of a much wider paralysis. Because Samsung cannot conquer this 2-nanometer physics wall, the entire global tech roadmap is backed up.
Yeah, we saw the fallout in the reports.
Our reports confirm this specific failure is delaying Apple's upcoming M6 chip by 3 months. It's delaying NVIDIA's own consumer graphics card, the RTX 6090, by 4 months. Qualcomm's Snapdragon 8 Gen 5 mobile chip is pushed back by 2 months.
Apple, NVIDIA, Qualcomm, Tesla, the undisputed titans of tech are all just like standing in line outside the same broken factory, waiting for someone to solve quantum physics.
It really forces a profound realization. Technological progress has temporarily stalled. Our software ambitions and our AI dreams have completely outpaced the material science required to sustain them. We want to build science fiction, but we're tethered to the limits of earthly materials.
It is an incredibly bleak picture when you stack it all up. You have enterprise companies firing thousands of human beings just to afford AI. You have monopolies forming to control the software and the hardware, and you have a physical supply chain so deeply constrained by the laws of physics that you can't buy a gaming console, and cars can't drive themselves.
It sounds pretty rough.
It does. But as we synthesize this massive stack of news, there is a completely unexpected twist. While the back end of the industry sounds like a dystopian novel, the actual end products surviving this gauntlet and reaching consumers today are surprisingly revolutionary.
That is the paradox of March 13. The corporate bloodbath is currently funding a consumer renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
Take Meta's massive announcement today, for example.
Oh, yes. Amidst all the supply chain gloom, Meta just completely upended e-commerce. They rolled out a suite of incredibly powerful AI features natively integrated right into Facebook Marketplace, and they are solving real, deeply frustrating human problems.
Very practical stuff.
Yeah. They introduced smart price recognition, automatic similar product suggestions, and this mind-blowing feature called authenticity verification with photos.
The authenticity verification is the game changer. It utilizes advanced computer vision. When you upload a photo of, say, a handbag or a luxury watch, the AI isn't just looking at the general shape.
It's going way deeper than that.
Oh, much deeper. It is analyzing the microscopic sticking patterns, the light reflection on the metal hardware, the exact font weight of the logo, and it's comparing it in milliseconds against a vast database of verified, authentic goods and known counterfeits. It can actually tell a buyer if an item is fake before they even send a message to the seller.
That is unbelievable. And they also launched the smart price assistant. This mechanism constantly analyzes millions of historical and real-time transactions across the platform. So if you are browsing and someone tries to sell you a used iPhone 15 for double the actual market rate, the AI instantly flags the listing.
Just steps right in.
Yep. It warns you that the price statistically deviates from the market average. It serves as this highly educated digital bodyguard for your wallet, and the adoption rate is just staggering. 2 million people utilize these tools in the first 24 hours alone. Reports indicate Amazon and eBay are in full panic mode today, just scrambling to rush their own AI shopping assistants to market.
It is a textbook example of AI democratizing expertise. Historically, you had to be a specialized appraiser to spot a fake Rolex or, you know, spend hours researching market valuations to ensure you weren't getting scammed on a phone.
Right. It was a huge hassle.
Now, the heavy lifting of authentication and valuation is just handled by a neural network. Mark Zuckerberg's quote on this rollout was highly ambitious. He said, quote, "This is just the beginning. By the end of 2026, Facebook Marketplace with AI will be so smart that it will make online shopping completely safe."
Completely safe. I mean, it sounds like marketing hyperbole, but looking at the mechanics of how this computer vision operates, we might actually be approaching a zero-trust marketplace where scams are mathematically impossible.
It's a huge win for the user.
It really is. But Meta wasn't the only giant delivering a consumer victory today. Apple just executed one of the most uncharacteristic moves in their entire corporate history.
The silent drop during Mobile World Congress.
The silent drop. The entire mobile industry is gathered at MWC 2026, waiting to see how Apple responds to the new wave of AI devices. And instead of hosting a massive theatrical keynote, Apple simply updates their website and quietly drops two absolute bombshells: the MacBook Neo and the iPhone 17e.
No warning at all.
None. But the hardware itself isn't the bombshell here. The prices. The new MacBook Neo is priced at $599.
Which is unheard of for them.
Right. I have to push back on the logic here. Apple dropping a $599 laptop places them directly in Chromebook territory. Apple has spent decades meticulously crafting this luxury premium brand with massive profit margins. Why would they suddenly sacrifice that exclusivity to fight in the bargain bin?
Because the underlying economics of the technology industry have fundamentally shifted. In the pre-AI era, the physical device, the compute power itself, was the product, and Apple protected those hardware margins fiercely.
Right, you paid a premium for the aluminum in the screen.
Exactly. But in the AI era, compute is no longer the product. Data is the product.
Oh, so they are selling the hardware at cost just to get the sensor into your hands.
Precisely. To survive the AI arms race, your AI model must be ubiquitous. It needs a constant, massive stream of real-world human data to learn and improve. By putting a highly capable M5 chip with built-in on-device AI processing into a $599 laptop, Apple is building an impenetrable fortress around its user base.
Ooh, that's smart.
They are ensuring that students, budget-conscious buyers, and everyday consumers are securely locked inside the Apple ecosystem, constantly generating data for Apple intelligence. It is a defensive maneuver designed to block consumers from fleeing to cheaper AI-enabled Android alternatives like the new Samsung Galaxy S26.
And the market is validating the strategy immediately.
Right.
The industry tracking numbers show 500,000 pre-orders for the MacBook Neo in just 24 hours.
That's incredible.
The iPhone 17e follows the exact same playbook. It's a $599 phone packed with premium features like MagSafe, Ceramic Shield 2, and 256 gigs of storage. Tim Cook released a statement that expertly spins this aggressive market share grab into a populist victory. He said, quote, "We believe technology should be accessible to everyone. MacBook Neo and iPhone 17e show that Apple is for everyone, not just the wealthy."
You can admire the PR spin while still acknowledging the incredible benefit to the user, honestly. The ruthless data demands of AI are forcing luxury tech companies to dramatically slash prices, resulting in advanced, powerful technology becoming wildly accessible to the average person.
Okay, we need to pull all of these threads together because the sheer scale of what happened on March 13th, 2026 is immense. On one side of the ledger, you have 1,600 human beings at Atlassian whose jobs were literally liquidated so a corporation could afford to buy server time.
Right.
You have NVIDIA aggressively pivoting to control both the silicon and the software, creating an AI monopoly. And you have a global supply chain so deeply constrained by the laws of quantum physics and resource hoarding that you can't buy a gaming console, and your autonomous vehicle is indefinitely delayed.
The bottlenecks are real.
But on the exact same day, that identical technology is actively protecting you from financial fraud on Meta and forcing companies like Apple to completely abandon their luxury pricing, putting premium AI-powered devices into the hands of budget consumers.
It's the duality of the era.
Exactly. So what does this all mean? How are you supposed to navigate an economy that is simultaneously democratizing technology to make your life easier while aggressively reallocating the capital that pays your salary?
This raises an important question, and it is the lens through which you should view all future tech news. What stands out to you from this deep dive? When you look at the Atlassian layoffs or the Valve RAM shortages, do you see your own industry?
Yeah, it's a sobering thought.
How secure is your specific role, or even your hobbies, if an AI giant suddenly decides they need to consume the resources or the payroll that you currently rely on? The market forces driving these decisions are no longer theoretical forecasts. They are active, they are ruthless, and they are rearranging the board as we speak.
It is the ultimate double-edged sword. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a final, slightly uncomfortable paradox hidden beneath all the reports we synthesized today.
Let's hear it.
If artificial intelligence requires so much financial capital that human workers must be actively fired to fund its development, and if it requires so much physical hardware that human products, like gaming consoles and cars, must be delayed or canceled just to feed its server racks, are we rapidly approaching a threshold where human demand for resources must permanently take a backseat to the resource needs of artificial intelligence?
That is a big question.
In this completely rewritten economic era, who is the global economy actually for? Keep questioning the narratives, keep learning how the mechanisms actually work, and never stop looking beneath the surface, because the ground can and will shift when you least expect it.